Preface. These stories are about childhood and youth. They were pulled together over a period of many years. I choose that strenuous verb because, for me, the process of short fiction is full of tension and resistance. The story called King Billy is a Gentleman arrived in seconds, with its first line and last line intact, but it took me 12 years to fill in the middle. Stories transmute into other stories. Although you don't know this when you write them, they turn out to be rehearsals, interim reports. All the tales arose out of questions I asked myself about my early years. I cannot say that by sliding my life into a fictional form I was solving puzzles, but at least I was pushing the pieces about. I grew up in the north of England, in a village on the edge of the Peak District in Derbyshire, which is also the setting for my novel, Flood. It was an industrial village, with a number of soot-blackened textile mills, its steep streets lined by small, cold, terraced houses. Like many of the local people, my ancestors had come from Ireland to get work, and though by the time I was alive there was no actual fighting in the streets, the first thing you learned about anyone was their religion. The morals of the Roman Catholic minority were scrutinised from the pulpit, and we all, Protestant and Catholic alike, were policed by gossip. Despite this, when I was about 7, my mother moved her lover into our house. For the next 4 years, I lived with 2 fathers. The exact circumstances were so bizarre that if placed in a story unmodified, they would knock every other element out of it. Hence, in these fictions, visitors turn into fathers. Fathers fade away, run away, are left behind. They exist in a kind of fugue state. None of them are my real fathers, and they allow other narrative threads to exist in the space of the same tale. So I would not describe these stories as autobiographical, more as autoscopic. From a distant, elevated perspective, my writing self is looking down at a body reduced to a shell, waiting to be fleshed out by phrases. Its outlines approximate to mine, but there is a penumbra for negotiation. When I was 11, a move to a new town left me minus 1 father and with a new name. The shock of the social transition is described in the title story. It is about social class, snobbery, and the right to be heard, and is true save 1 or 2 real-life details. Third Floor Rising is about my mother and her late flowering career, and may fairly be described as memoir. The final story, The Clean Slate, is about a fictitious mother and daughter, but its geography is real. Relatives of my English grandfather, George Foster, lived in a village which was submerged when a reservoir was created to supply water to the cities of the northwest. Stories of the drowned village, current in my childhood, were my introduction to the swampy territory that lies between history and myth. I have been treading water there ever since. Hilary Mantel, December 2020.